and welcome to the Social Justice Advocates Podcast, changing the world one podcast at a time. I'm your host, Jessica Panagas. In today's show, I will be discussing gender. And in order to do so, I wanted to tell you about a book I recently read called A Guide to Gender, The Social Justice Advocates Handbook by Sam Killerman. All I could say is, wow, there's so much more to gender than I thought. Like most people, I had assumed gender meant male or female based on the sexual anatomy present at birth. But this book has taught me that just because we're assigned male or female at birth does not mean that people identify themselves that way or want to express themselves that way. I guess as being cisgender, meaning I was assigned female at birth and I also identify as female, I never thought too much into gender. For me and other cisgender people, it's easy. There's always a box for us on forms that we could check and identify with. I always thought of myself as someone who was accepting and supportive of LGBTQ rights, but clearly there's so much I didn't know. This book has offered me a new perspective into gender, and I can't wait to share this information with you. So a little bit more about the book. I found this book to be refreshing, funny, and insightful. It was easy to read and easy to understand. It felt like a conversation with a friend who was there in the room helping me through the complexities of gender and making jokes along the way. And I guess that friend in the room was Sam Killerman. Killerman uses fun illustrations to help further explain the topics of gender. He also implements drills throughout the book that are meant for the reader to take a break, think outside the box, and explore other concepts of gender. I'd now like to share a few of the major takeaways I got from this book. Takeaway number one, the Platinum Rule. So we've all heard of the Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, meaning treat others the way you would want to be treated. But Killerman explains that the problem with this rule is that we assume we know how to make other individuals happy and comfortable based on what makes us happy and comfortable. And that's not going to be the same for everyone. Killerman introduces the Platinum Rule, do unto others as they would have done unto them. In this rule, the others come first. It encourages us to ask others how they want to be treated, instead of assuming. This rule can help lead us to a more inclusive society. Takeaway number two, the genderbread person. The genderbread person is an illustration that Killerman uses to help readers understand gender through a few categories. These categories include anatomical sex, gender identity, and gender expression. Anatomical sex are the physical traits you're born with, the chromosomes and organs that make you male or female. Gender identity is how you identify and label yourself. It's the internal perception of your own gender. Gender expression is the external display of one's gender through a combination of dress, behavior, and demeanor. Although these concepts are interrelated, they're not interconnected, meaning just because someone is born male and identifies as male does not mean that they will express themselves as what society believes to be male. Killerman describes himself as a metrosexual. He cares a lot about his appearance and the way he dresses. This is outside the gender norm for men. Because of his well-groomed appearance and other feminine attributes, Killerman is often called gay, but he's not. I found this to be a really interesting way to look at gender. Takeaway number three, bathrooms. If our assigned sex at birth doesn't necessarily dictate our gender, then why are bathrooms genderized? The bathroom argument is real. One side says that everyone, cisgender and transgender people alike, should have the right to use the restroom that makes sense for them. The other side says that everyone should use the restroom that matches the sex they were assigned at birth, regardless of their gender identity or expression. We live in a world where bathroom signs have always said men or women. But what if bathroom signs always said all gender? The argument would no longer exist. And I think that's the point Killerman is trying to make. Just changing the sign on the door changes how we look at gender and bathrooms. Takeaway number 4. Social justice is for everybody. In the book's conclusion, Killerman says it best when he states, "I envision a world where every individual of every gender is healthy, understood, educated, and safe." In order to achieve social justice, Killerman says that alliances must be formed between oppressed and privileged people. Here's a clip of an interview with Killerman where he discusses this.
As a person who wants to be an ally or a person who cares about these things, an important thing is to find people who are able to and willing to allow you to fail gracefully. Because you're going to do that. You're going to say the wrong thing, and you need someone there who can correct you in a way that doesn't silence you and push you out. But ultimately, if you're leading with empathy, and if you're willing to acknowledge when you screw up, and if you're willing to learn from those mistakes, that's all you need. Those are the 3 steps. Social justice is for everybody.
In our next segment, I thought it would be fun to invite a guest to join me to further discuss gender. Please welcome my husband, Peter.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me today.
Of course.
So over the course of the last couple of weeks, I've told you all about this book, and you probably know just as much as I do now about gender.
I think so.
So I thought it would be interesting to discuss gender as it relates to our roles in our marriage and our personalities. As I was reading this book, at some point I said to you, "You know, Pete, I'm not really that female, and you're not really that male." And you kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? Exactly. So I just wanted you to explain to our listeners what I meant by that.
So if I'm getting this right, I think society has painted a picture of what it means to be male and female. And in many ways, we just don't match with that picture. For example, people think that women's role is cooking, doing the chores around the house. But in our marriage, I personally love to cook. I grocery shop. I do the laundry.
Right. You know, the only time I like being in the kitchen is if I'm eating.
Right.
Also, men are usually viewed as the ones who handle finances, but that role is something that I do in our marriage. Killerman discusses gender expression in the book, and I feel that based on physical attributes, you're definitely male and masculine. You're a tall, big guy with a beard. You love sports. Not a season goes by that you're not watching a sport. But I also find it interesting that you enjoy going to musicals with me.
I do.
And watching rom-coms.
It's good for the soul. I think that's, you know, what you explained about the book, you know, how gender is kind of like a spectrum, and most people may not relate 100% to one side.
Right. And there's so many facets to gender. It's not just as simple as being black and white.
Or male and female.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Peter.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please join us again next week where we continue to discuss social justice issues. Once again, I'm Jessica Panagis, and this is the Social Justice Advocates Podcast.